Now, I'm not going to do daily podcasts like the fat one and the Archer one. And I'm just gonna say, not that I want to be a little bitchy, but I am going to be a little bitchy. The fat one, he's a crafty fucker. That crafty bastard.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
That crafty bastard.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 215 of the BFO for Tuesday, I say Tuesday, the 2th of December, 2008. Coming up on today's show, Big Fatty has got voice letters, he's got Christmas cards, he's got all kinds of things to chitter-chat about, and he's got a recipe for sausage balls. Get out your pencil. Today we have the London Symphony and the Canadian Brass. It's kind of an international cast because, you know, we had that English John at the beginning of the show. And then all this international music playing Jolly Old St. Nicholas. And this was from another one of those Hallmark coupon CDs that Big Fatty got over the years. But anyway, hey, oh Lord, how are y'all doing? It is Tuesday, we've made it through the first day of the week, and now it's time for the second day of the work week. Back at the coal mine, and all is well. Y'all, I forgot to mention on yesterday's show that December the 1st is World AIDS Day as well, and so I am just going to actually be quiet here for a moment. We'll hear the end of this music, but just take a moment to think about maybe some friends that you know you may have lost to this dreaded disease, or that may be living with HIV or whatever, and just have good memories or good thoughts about them as we listen to the end of this music by the London Symphony and the Canadian Brass. And you know, you can't spell brass without y'all, was that a little piccolo there at the end? Everybody loves a little piccolo solo. Little solo. Piccolo. You know, did you know that piccolo means little? So, you know, if you, maybe when you bring a trick home and they unzip their pants, and you can just say, oh, I see you have a little piccolo there. You know, in case they have a little piccolo. Okay. All right, y'all, let's see what else. Y'all, did you watch the Saturday Night Live from a few weeks ago when they had the Snagglepuss on the I think this was on the 15th of November, I think. Let me look at the calendar. You know, I'm going to need a new calendar, but, you know, I still got a month. There's still 29 days left on this one. But, y'all, they had the Snagglepuss on the Saturday Night Live on the Weekend Update, and he was commenting about the Proposition 8 passing in California. Heavens to Murgatroyd, whatever do you mean? And y'all, if you don't know who Snagglepuss is, you really need to go over and look at oh, God, y'all, I'm a little gassy tonight because I had a The Little Joe. I know The Little Joe. I know. Unsubscribing. I hear it right now. Brian from Boston, if he was still listening, he would be unsubscribing right now. But y'all, he's given. In fact, I'm going to be putting out an ad here very soon. Advertising for a new self-appointed historian to the BFO, because Brian from Boston has given up the ghost. The noggin is no longer in use, and because I never hear from him. Never hear from him. Did I get one of these Christmas cards right here? Is one of these from Brian from Boston? No, ma'am.
No, ma'am. No, siree. No.
Well, y'all, I had the Little Joe barbecue sandwich. By the way, y'all, the Big Bang is on. I love the Big Bang, and they've got the time machine. It's the time machine episode. And fabulous. If you don't watch the Big Bang, you should really be listening. No, you shouldn't be listening to it. You should be listening to the fat one telling you to watch the Big Bang Theory. So, maybe we'll have that one on short-term memory lane music. Should I ever do memory lane music again? Which, if I don't, you know, DJ David J will be very happy. But, yesterday was his birthday too, by the way. Y'all, I had the Little Joe barbecue sandwich, and it comes with the steak fries and the thick hand-dipped, thick batter. Onion rings. God, y'all, the onion rings are so good, but they so... That was me being gassy, not DJ David J's truck. Anyway, what was I talking about? The Snagglepuss. Yes, you need to go over and you need to watch that. And y'all, before the time gets away from me, I've got to do another one of these Christmas stories. Oh, and by the way, if you're hearing my voice right now, it's too late to enter the contest. Too late to get the colostomy bag. Now, when I say it's too late to get in the colostomy bag, I do not mean the ones that I've already received. But, you know, no more entries now. Now, y'all, today's entry is from David, that blue jeans guy.
Hey, Big Fatty, this is David, that blue jeans guy, and I wanted to send in my holiday memory story. And my greatest holiday memory, Christmas memory really, was the year that I was in Australia. Well, the year I was in Australia for Christmas, that is. I was down in 1987 for the World Jamboree, and we had gone down before Christmas and got a chance to spend time with the family in Sydney and have Christmas there. And it's such a different experience, of course, when Christmas is the beginning of summer and we were actually having a barbecue out on Christmas Day. But the even better memory associated with this was that my parents had gone around and done a tape recording of different family members and friends and people I worked with and everything, wishing me a happy, Merry Christmas, and many times singing We Wish You a Merry Christmas. It was just a wonderful thing all around, and certainly it's one of my best Christmas memories ever. That's basically the story, and I hope that you'll like it, and if you don't, then finger. So I will be talking with you later. Bye.
Well, David, I love that story, and no reason to give the Christmas finger, even though I've been given the Christmas finger by Michael in Stuttgart, you know. Scotty in Australia and Arthur down there in the New Zealands, and Straight Bob, they all love a good barbecue, a shrimp on the bobby on Christmas Day. And y'all, who knew that there was a worldwide jamboree? Is that anything like a hootenanny? Well, David, you'll be going into the big old colostomy bag for the chance to win those soy candles by Phoebes, and we're going to have that drawing on Monday. In a winter wonderland. Well, oh, oh. that must be the Christmas cricket. Y'all in there, Christmas, y'all, the crickets usually play when David calls, so I just had to play them here at the very end. But I think there was a story about called the Christmas cricket or something like that. I don't know. I don't know. I don't recall that story as a child. So, you know, maybe I led a deprived, maybe it was part of the big jamboree, the Christmas cricket at the jamboree. I don't know. But I thought that was a great story. And y'all, speaking of great Christmas stories, I have warned you to get out your pencils because Big Fatty had a sausage ball recipe for you. So here it is. Now, y'all, I don't know about you, but this, I don't know. Maybe it's just Big Fatty is just fucked up and all this kind of stuff. But y'all, there's just something about this recipe that might kind of get you excited, is all I got to say. Big Fatty's sausage balls. Mix these three things together. Take 1 pound of hot, raw sausage. 1 pound of medium cheddar cheese, grated. Then add some Worcestershire sauce and mix by hand. Then take that meat and cheese mixture and add 3, not 1, not 2, but 3 cups of Bisquick. Combine the dry and moist ingredients and then scoop into balls and place on a baking sheet. Bake at 375 degrees for about 15 minutes and then drain on an absorbent paper towel and pop them in your mouth. Yeah, you want more. Yeah, I know you want more. It's Big Fatty's sausage balls. They're perfect for a holiday gathering. Or maybe if you're just alone and want a little something hot and spicy that makes you think of Big Fatty! Y'all, I hope you enjoy those sausage balls, and when you put those in your mouth, think of Big Fatty. And, you know, if they're a little too hot, you can use that mild sausage, but you know. Y'all, I'm going to have a cold shower after that, or I'm going to have to play some voice letters.
Hello?
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 Oh, hello, Barney.
Hello?
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 Bonjour.
Hi.
How you doing there?
Yo!
Hello!
Hello?
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 Yo, yo.
Hello?
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 Hey, Big Fatty, it is Taylor the Latte Boy. I have a couple of things that I want to talk about. First of all, my mom actually is somebody who does not have cable TV and still has the rabbit ears on her television at home, which is very frustrating when I go to visit her because really the only channels that she seems to get are CBS and PBS. Everything else comes in kind of snowy, or at least it did until she got the digital box, and actually the picture is much better now. So, but in times past, it was very frustrating. Also, I wanted to let you know that the other night I was listening to your show while I was walking my dogs and got an extra laugh when you were playing your music for the Fat Cave and the jalopy noise was happening while I was watching a woman that lives in my neighborhood who I've talked about on my show that doesn't have any arms or legs and she rides around in an electric wheelchair. And she happened to be riding about 10 feet ahead of me with her chihuahua wrapped around the back of her neck. And So I was having that mental, that visual picture along with the music going on, the your jalopy music, and it kind of made me laugh inappropriately while this woman was talking. So I wanted to thank you for that. I'm sure you knew about it. So thanks a lot. Enjoying the show. Talk to you later. Bye.
First of all, y'all, I know these voice letters are ancient, and I'm so sorry, but, you know, Big Fatty is Big Fatty, and, you know, he's going to get to them all eventually. Number one, Big Fatty, Taylor, this could not be more timely, because on Monday at noon, Big Fatty posted a video on what you have to do if you need one of those digital boxes. It's an instructional guide, and I encourage each of you. It is not done with the flip camera, I'm sorry to say, but however, it is Big Fatty's assistant was on there and showed how to install the digital box. And y'all, I love, I mean, Taylor has talked about that woman with no arms and legs riding around in the wheelchair, and for that jalopy noise to be going on while he was looking at that, y'all, I giggled like a little schoolgirl. And speaking of little schoolgirls...
Hi, Big Fatty. It's Scott in Minneapolis. I just wanted to let you know that this time I've decided not to leave a fat. So you don't have to worry about that. So like I said, I'm about a million podcasts behind, so I don't know if you threw away my voicemail from that I left on Tuesday. Being that as it were, I just want to let you know that the podcast is completely ruined. At least it was back in the quisquirtennial or whatever, the 125th episode, because that's about where I'm at in the backlog. But my question was this. I'm wondering if you have any interest in letting your listeners know stats about your podcast, such as, you know, how many downloads you have and stuff like that. I don't know if you have any way with the technologies and the inner tubes to do that, but I would be interested to know that just out of curiosity. I've heard other podcasts where they list that information, and it would be kind of fun. So anyway, thank you. Bye-bye.
Well, Scott in Minneapolis, you know, Big Fatty doesn't, not real sure how to figure that out. I would have to get with the patron saint of the BFO. That would be Mr. Tim Cormall, for him to show me how to figure all that out. I'm sure there's a way, but I can guarantee you that there are tens of listeners out there. And because, you know, well, you know, there are at least four listeners, because I've received a Christmas card from Miss Kathy, and y'all, I've gotten three more Christmas cards, and I'm going to open them right now here. This one is from the QCast Connection. Well, okay, let's see what it says. It's a picture of Jesus on the front with children down around his feet, and Jesus is saying, "Happy birthday to me." Oh, look at there. Oh, my God. It's Here's to Christmas Ham, You're Fat, Michael, Kevin, Mitzi, Dame Edna, and Buddy. And y'all, all of their pictures are on the Christmas card. Horrifying. Oh, my God. Dame Edna is dressed as a Christmas tree. And is that Mitzi's meat curtain, or is that Mitzi? Oh, dear Gussie. Well, okay, that's the I love that. All right, so the QCast Connection's going to be getting a Christmas card. And y'all, one of them is from the patron saint of the BFO. But y'all, I am out of time today, so I'm going to have to wait and open those tomorrow. And this one appears to be from DQ Rec. Oh my gosh, I better not open this one. I might get an erection or something like that. Because, you know, he's got that sexy voice that gives people erections. So it says, I just opened DQ Rec. Naughty or nice, naughty or nice, naughty or nice, naughty or nice. Well, of course, Big Fatty is naughty. Hoping Santa brings you what you want this Christmas, although we all know you've been naughty. Lots of pod love, DQ Rick, and you know what I have to say to that.
That crafty bastard.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me!
has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.